USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A verbal back and forth continues after a controversial incident caught on video last Friday near the March for Life in Washington. After the student seen standing face to face with a Native American elder as he drums, claims yesterday he wasn't smirking in Nathan Phillips' face. Phillips says today of Nicholas Sandman's TV appearance yesterday.
Coached and written up for him, insincerity, lack of responsibility. Those are the words I came up with.
Phillips and Sandman appearing a day apart on NBC's Today Show. Yesterday, Sandman claimed there that he has total respect for Phillips. Begrudgingly, President Trump says he will respect House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's cancellation of next week's State of the Union address and will deliver his address in the House chambers once the government shutdown is over. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The man accused of killing five people at a bank in Sebring, Florida yesterday and then calling 911 on himself is being held without bail. 21-year-old Zephan Zaver making his initial court appearance this morning, charged with five counts of murder. Zaver's a former correctional officer trainee. At least one member of Congress wants to call the NFL commissioner to testify about a referee blunder. Democratic Congressman Cedric Richardson of Louisiana says he wants the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to face lawmakers about the infamous non-call of pass interference in the NFC Championship game that many fans believe cost the New Orleans Saints a trip to the Super Bowl.
But that should have been a penalty, and Sean Payton is justifiably upset.
The call on Fox, the Rams went on to an overtime victory. Richmond wants the NFL to make a rule change so it couldn't happen again. The league is considering making all possible pass interference plays subject to review. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
It is late January, so it's not surprising, but Arctic air is starting to descend on the midwestern part of the country again, sending that region into a real deep freeze that could last until the end of the month. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
That's the forecast from AccuWeather that tells us this air mass will be colder than the one last weekend. Meanwhile, Sarah Orsi of FlightAware tells us it's been a difficult day for the airlines due to the weather.
So far today, we have about 3,860 delays.
The hardest hit airline so far today is Utah-based SkyWest.
Today, in terms of airline disruption, SkyWest is the most impacted. They've canceled about 150 flights today.
Lawmakers in New York State have passed a state DREAM Act, allowing kids of illegal immigrants across that state loans and grants for college. The measure easily passed by the Democratic-led Assembly and Senate yesterday. That follows 8 years of being turned down in the Senate there, which had had a Republican majority until last November's election. And the governor of New Jersey is giving state residents the option of battling opioid addiction with medical marijuana. Governor Phil Murphy outlining his administration's plan yesterday to overcome the opioid epidemic. Over 3,000 people died in New Jersey last year because of drug overdoses. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.